I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Kane's public enemy number one, the demon ragweed. Local residents have been at war with this pernicious perennial for more than 100 years. At issue is the pollen produced by this infernal nuisance and the threat that it poses to the hilltop's reputation as a haven for hay fever sufferers. Even before 1920, town boosters organized efforts to eradicate the weed. Vacant lots were systematically cut down and mowed, sometimes at the expense of private citizens. The town got good press regionally and nationally for its efforts to create and protect its allergy-free reputation. In 1931, the borough council passed an ordinance requiring borough residents to cut all goldenrod and ragweed plants between July 20th and August 20th each year. According to Wikipedia, ragweed is a flowering invasive plant in the genus Ambrosia in the Aster family. The genus name is from the Greek ambrosia, meaning food or drink of immortality. An apt name indeed for a plant that is nearly impossible to kill. Ragweed pollen is notorious for causing allergic reactions in humans. Up to half of all cases of pollen-related allergic rhinitis in North America are caused by ragweed, Wikipedia reports. Ragweed plants may grow just a few inches tall or well exceed 10 feet in height. According to Wikipedia, a single plant may produce about 1 billion grains of pollen per season, and the pollen is transported on the wind. Concentration of ragweed pollen, in the absence of significant rainfall, which removes pollen from the air, is the lowest in the early morning before 6 a.m. when emission starts, and pollen concentration peaks at midday. Ragweed pollen can remain airborne for 2 days and travel great distances, affecting people hundreds of miles away. Signs of reaction can include itching, burning, and swelling of the mouth and throat, runny eyes and nose, hives, and less commonly, vomiting, diarrhea, asthma, and anaphylaxis. In the 1930s, local women groups began aligning against the enemy. The Women's Garden Club, the YWCA, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, and the Borough Council joined forces to enforce the new anti-weed ordinance and increase awareness of the threat that the plant posed to Kane's reputation. Word spread of the town's efforts and the surprising relief that mountain air could bring to those with hay fever. Business owners and community leaders became adept at promoting the town's natural advantages, namely a short growing season and the early frost that prevented or stunted ragweed from growing in the first place. In addition, Kane benefited by being surrounded by dense forest land where conditions are unfavorable for the weed to thrive. According to the Kane Republican, in 1949, in conjunction with West Penn Power, the Borough Council and the Garden Club, the Kane Chamber of Commerce took the lead in arranging the spraying of pesticides on large ragweed grows. To kick off the annual pollen-free season on July 20th, use of this new chemical warfare weapon could be requested through the chamber. Dating back to the late 1930s, Dr. Charles and Elizabeth Cleland were two of the town's most active leaders to mobilize support for the war on ragweed. Dr. Chuck, as he was known, was a past president of the Pennsylvania Allergy Association, and together with Dr. Betty, procured an official pollen counter in the 1950s. The device enabled counting of ground level and airborne pollen to carefully monitor the positive impact of Kane's annual ragweed pulls. No doubt a more laborious but safer effort than the spraying of weed killers. Beginning in the 1960s, the war against ragweed was in full swing with heavy promotion and community involvement. Then-Mayor Harry Schreiber, who according to the Kane Republican suffered from seasonal allergies, became a focal point for an aptly named ragweed pulling contest called Bouquets for Harry. Local kids competed for cash prizes each year while eradicating tons of the noxious weed. The coordinated town effort that began with Ragweed Day, then Ragweed Week, and eventually became a town festival called Sneeze Days in the 1970s is but another example of how the citizens of Kane can unite for a common cause. The Kane Republican, which led the many cheers, is surely the only local newspaper to print the pollen count next to its masthead. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.